زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم، فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم، زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم، فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم، نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف، جوار محمد میں رہتے ہیں ہم، نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف، جوار محمد میں رہتے ہیں ہم، زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم، فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم، کرم ہے یہ مالک کا اے دوستو، مدینے کی بستی میں بستے ہیں ہم، کرم ہے یہ مالک کا اے دوستو، مدینے کی بستی میں بستے ہیں ہم، زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم، فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم، مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری، وگر نہ حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم، مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری، وگر نہ حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم، زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم، فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم، مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو، خدا سے دعا یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم، مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو، خدا سے دعا یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم، زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم، فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم۔ یہ نالائقوں پر ہے رب کا کرم، محمد کی ناگیری میں رہتے ہیں ہم۔ یہ نالائقوں پر ہے رب کا کرم، محمد کی نگری میں رہتے ہیں ہم۔ زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم، فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم۔ شفاعت محمد کی بھیگو نصیب، دعا رات دن یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم۔ شفاعت محمد کی بھیگو نصیب، دعا رات دن یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم۔ زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم، فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم۔ مدینے میں ہر سال ہو حاضری، خدا سے یہ فریاد کرتے ہیں ہم۔ مدینے میں ہر سال ہو حاضری، خدا سے یہ فریاد کرتے ہیں ہم۔ زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم، فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم۔ پسے ساکنانے مدینہ مجھے نہ بھولو گزارش یہ کرتے ہیں ہم۔ پسے ساکنانے مدینہ مجھے نہ بھولو گزارش یہ کرتے ہیں ہم۔ زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم، فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم۔ اے اختر میرے قلبا جا ہے وہاں، مدینے سے گو رہتے ہیں ہم، اے اختر میرے قلبو جا ہے وہاں، مدینے سے گو دور رہتے ہیں ہم، زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم، فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم، فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وکفا والصلاة والسلام على سیدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن رحمة الله قريب من المحسنين، صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers, after having listened to the beautiful Naat Sharif in praise of رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم composed by عارف باللہ حضرت مولانا حکیم محمد اختر صاحب دامت برکاتہ، it becomes our duty that we make ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes with ittiba. If there's no ittiba, there's no following, there's no obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it is a false claim. If a person says, I love the gullies of Madina Sharif, I love the sand of Madina Sharif, I love the green dome of Madina Sharif, I love the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, I love the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, and I dearly love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa salam, but in his actions, in his deeds, in his amal, there is no sign of that love, then it is just a false claim. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given that as the gauge by which you judge the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how much of ittiba there is in a person's life. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us all with the ittiba, because then Allah ta'ala will love us too. But the purpose of these Naat Sharifs is to develop that love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and especially when it is composed by Arif Billah, or one who has got great love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then there is great effect also in those words of this. As I have mentioned many times, that those who are close to Allah ta'ala, those who are walis of Allah ta'ala, those whose hearts have become filled with the love and the muhabbat of Allah ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then when they speak also, their words are not empty words. Their words, they come out from the heart. And when they come out from the heart, so since the heart is filled with nur, so those words that are coming out from there are coming out in the capsule of nur. And then from their mouths it comes out, and that capsule of nur then goes through our ears into our hearts. And that is what starts affecting our hearts. That is what makes us also feel like changing, even though we may be lazy and we don't change. But when they speak at that time, the person gets the desire, I wish I could change my life. I wish I could also become an Arif Billah. I wish I could also get this qurb and marifat and muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. I wish I could dump all those sins, and I wish I could shun all those sins and vices and evils which have come into my life, because they have brought me no happiness, no nothing except misery and restlessness and anxieties and worries. That is what it brings. So it is because it is the effect of that noor that is in their hearts. Jis qalb ki aaho ne dil phoonk diye laakho, jis qalb ki aaho ne dil phoonk diye laakho, us qalb mein ya Allah kya aag lagi hogi, us qalb mein ya Allah kya aag lagi hogi. We can't see that fire that is burning in their hearts, but we can see how many hearts they have lit up with that fire of love of Allah Ta'ala. That is where we see it. So we were discussing Shaykh Abu Hazim Rahmatullah Ali and his meeting with the Amirul Mumineen of the time, or the Khalifa of the time, Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik. We discussed quite a few aspects. He had asked that why is it that our hearts are not desirous of going to the hereafter? Why do we have karahat of maut, nakrahul maut? So Shaykh Abu Hazim Rahmatullah Alayhi, his reply was, of course there are different replies given by different people. Rasul-e-Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, on one occasion Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam said that hubbu dunya wa karahiyatul maut, he said, when that will come into your hearts, the love of dunya and the dislike of maut, then the nations, they will get around you and try to devour you, like how people are sitting on a dastarkhan and you say, come, come, join us and eat. I'm just giving you the gist of it. So like that they will devour you when you get karahiyat of maut and hub of dunya. So Shaykh Abu Hazim Rahmatullah Alayhi said that because we have built up our dunya, therefore now we don't like to go to the akhirat. We don't look forward to the akhirat. And repeatedly I've mentioned that dunya is not gold, silver, bank balance. Dunya is the diversion of our remembrance from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's ahkam. That is dunya. And the harm of building up the dunya too much in this world is that the person's heart becomes attached. If he doesn't have the right sohbat, the right company, if he doesn't have the right nasihats, and if he doesn't have the right ilm and the right environment, then that dunya becomes like a trap for him, like how the rat gets trapped. So like that, this dunya then becomes a trap and the person does not want to come out of it. He gets addicted to the dunya. Then death becomes a very, very difficult thing for the person. So to have khawf of the akhirat, that to have khawf and fear that how am I going to answer Allah Ta'ala for my doings? How am I going to account for my actions and deeds? That is a different thing. That is the fear that people had, the Allahwalas have of the akhirat. Not that they are not desirous of going to the akhirat. Because which other way are they going to meet Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? There's no other way to meet Allah Ta'ala. For whom are we making namazes? For whom are we making zikr and tilawat? For whom are we sitting here now? For whom are we fasting in Ramadan and undertaking our hajj and staying away from the haram? That is the main thing, that the person is staying away from haram. Even if he doesn't make tahajjud, zikr, tilawat, but he's making all the effort to stay away from haram. Because this fitna day times that we are living in, these times of fitna, that is our test. Everywhere there's nothing but temptation towards haram. Now for whom is this person restraining himself? Can be only one reason, and that is Allah Ta'ala must not become displeased. It is the hukam of my Allah, therefore I am restraining myself. Now what an effort comes onto the heart of the person. What an effort there is to restrain oneself from the haram, especially for young people who have everything going for them and their friends are also enjoying themselves in the casinos, in the rave clubs, in the discos, in cinemas, theaters, porn. In fact, I get so many times letters. Just before coming for namaz, I was replying to one letter where a girl is not getting proposal, or she gets proposal and it goes off. So her friends are saying, you see, you must be also outgoing, you must socialize, you must go to the clubs, meet the people, talk to the boys, they must get to know you if you are going to remain connected with Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In other words, you are going to make ibadat, zikr, tilawat and stay away from haram. then you won't get proposals. Now, at such a time, when her friends are getting proposed and getting married, then what a test it is. But those stupids don't understand that all our mothers and grandmothers and the sahabas' wives and their daughters and the millions of women who were in total hijab, how did they get married? Did they go and socialize? Did they go out to the clubs? And did they go and communicate with everybody? In fact, those are the ones that suffer after that. Their marriages don't even last. It is just a matter of time before it ends, because they've already seen everything of the person, his character and everything else they get to know. And shaitan glorifies, whilst they are in that illicit love relationship, shaitan glorifies that relationship. She's the only woman for me and he's the only man for me. But they won't get married. After they get married, then shaitan says, what a mistake you made. What a mistake you made. One couple from standard 8, the boy knew the girl and they carried on 9, 10 and 3 years in the university. Then they got married. Or then they got engaged. And after that, after some time of engagement, when it was just about time to get married, then the girl says that he's got a domineering personality. Therefore she breaks off the engagement. So she only realizes that after 5 years. He's got a domineering personality. So with whose compliments they went out all the time? What about that stigma now, lifelong? So whatever Shariat says, there's great wisdom in it. So what I'm saying is that we do everything for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's pleasure. We want Him to become pleased. So there's a great effort that the person has to put on restraining himself. So therefore he's desirous now of meeting that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for whom he was restraining himself. What kind of love is that for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that the person is not desirous of seeing Allah Ta'ala? What kind of love is that for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that the person is not desirous of meeting Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? What kind of love is that? So the person all his life he is making that effort that he wants to meet Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in a state that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with him. But there's no way he can see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala here. Unke rukh se naqaba jhutegi aaj nazron ki mehraj hogi. Unke rukh se naqaba jhutegi aaj nazron ki mehraj hogi. Ek muddat se aaj ahle gham ko muskurane ki mohlat milegi. Ek muddat se aaj ahle gham ko muskurane ki mohlat milegi. That veil which is covering Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's countenance and glory, says today that veil will be removed. The dark veil, it will be removed. But Allah Ta'ala, that veil is of noor, of light. And those who took this gham on their heart, this pain on their heart, for the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, they restrained themselves from all haram and from everything that was prohibited and all vices and evils. Ek muddat se aaj ahle gham ko muskurane ki mohlat milegi. Now they will look at Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was questioned that how will that be possible, such great amount of people in Jannat, said, do you have any problem looking at the 14th moon? Wherever you are, you just raise your head and you will see the 14th moon in its full glory. So that is how you will see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala enter us all into Jannat and bless us with this great ni'mat. So this is the reason why we are making all the ibadat, zikr, tilawat and everything to meet Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So how can we get there except through the bridge of death? One buzrug on Allah wala, he says that when somebody passes away with iman, when he leaves this world, then I feel like sending him hadiya, his family, to his family, his kith and kin, his wife, children, who are crying, He says, I feel like sending them some hadiya, that glad tidings, mubarakbad, that your father, your husband, your brother, uncle, whosoever it is, that he got out from this prison and now he is going to be meeting Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So therefore I feel like sending gift. But just that, if I have to do that, they will say that yahan maut aayi hai aur hum ro rahe hai aur ye hadiya bhej rahe hai aur khushi mana rahe hai. So must be he was very happy that my father passed away. So he said, therefore I don't send it. Otherwise that's what I feel like doing. Otherwise they will think that this person was just waiting for my father's death. So the Shaykh Abu Hazim Rahmatullah Ali says that is why we are having this karahat of going into the hereafter. And he said, how will I know what Allah Ta'ala has got for me in the hereafter? He said, innal abrara lafi na'im wa innal fujjara lafi jahim. For the righteous ones, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has got Jannat. And for the evil doers, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has got Jahannam. They say, how can I become the recipient of Allah Ta'ala's mercy? Where is Allah Ta'ala's mercy? How can I get Allah Ta'ala's mercy and rahmat? They say, inna rahmat Allahi qareebun min al muhsineen. Now as we recapping, certain other things just come to mind. Qareebun min al muhsineen. It is close. Allah Ta'ala's rahmat is very close to those who are muhsineen, the doers of good, has got the sifat of ihsan in them. One ayat of the Quran Sharif, in that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks about the muttaqeen. Innal muttaqeen fi jannatin wa quyoon. The muttaqeen, those who have taqwa, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that they will be in gardens and in fountains. That means in Jannat, they will have gardens, fountains, everything there. And they will be taking from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala whatever Allah Ta'ala will be giving to them. Akhidina ma atahum rabbuhum. Then Allah Ta'ala says, innahum kanu qabla dhalika muhsineen. Before this, they were from the muhsineen. Inna rahmatallahi qareebun minal muhsineen. And Allah Ta'ala says that these people will be in gardens enjoying the ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They will be enjoying all the bounties of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala which He has got in Jannat, which many, many times you have heard, مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَعَتْ وَلَا عُزُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that those ni'mats no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and the thought also hasn't crossed a person's mind. And then read all the hadiths on Jannat, how many there are. So they will be enjoying all those ni'mats. Why? Because they were from the muhsineen. They were from that same muhsineen that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks about. Inna rahmatullahi qareebun min al-muhsineen. Different sifats have been mentioned in different places, but in this ayat Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, kanu qaleelam min al-layli ma yahja'oon. What are those sifats of the muhsineen? That they used to sleep but a little at night. That this is one of their sifats, that if you want to know for whom is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's rahmat and mercy very close, then one of their sifats is this, that they sleep but a little at night. And another meaning that's given, if you take ma'nafiyah, there is this, that some part of the night used to go in which they shouldn't sleep. That means they should sleep quite a bit, but a little part of the night they shouldn't sleep. Now look at that ayat of the Quran Sharif. How it accommodates lazy people like us too. That one is to remain awake for most part of the night in ibadat, in zikr, in tilawat, and sleep a little. And the other is that some part of the night the person remains awake in ibadat, zikr, tilawat, and the rest of the night he is sleeping. Is baharul kahil, ocean of laziness. But still, he is included, they say, in this. If you look at the different hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. I'm not going to tafsir here. So what they used to do, that is the question, that they used to remain awake most of the night. If we have to take that, then we will say that mashallah, in these days, if you go to the beachfront, if you go to the other places, people really awake, stay awake, sometimes whole night. especially Christmas time and Easter time and other times, they say, MashaAllah, this ayat of the Quran Sharif said they remain awake. They sleep very little at night. So we stay awake the whole night, we stayed awake. So what they stayed awake in, that is the question. They didn't stay awake in cinema, in television, in movies, in rave clubs, in discos, in theaters, and in zina, and in fornication. They didn't spend their time in that staying awake. Their staying awake was in ibadat, in zikr, in tilawat. So if we cannot remain awake for the whole night because we are lazy, then at least some part of the night. And practically every person, his eyes do open some part of the night. I don't think any person there is, unless of course he must be a real log. But there must be, generally the person at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, somewhere along the line before Subh Sadiq, the eyes does open. He turns this way, turns that side, or had a bad dream, or he wants to go out or something, but the eyes does open. Now at that time, if you cannot do very much, then at least sit up on the bed and read a little tasbih of istighfar. A few times, astaghfirullah. Just think at that time, because there's nobody knowing anything at that time. We are the only ones, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is watching. Now we haven't got the himmat to even get up and make wuzu and make the tahajjud. So we say, Ya Allah, I am an ocean of laziness. I do not even have the himmat and the courage and the strength to now get up from my bed and go and make wuzu and make 2 rakat namaz or 4 rakat namaz and pray. See, speak to Allah ta'ala. So therefore I am sitting here on my bed, but oh Allah, you are the Rabb of the strong, of the fit, of the healthy and of the lazy ones like me. Therefore, oh Allah, at this moment in time, when my wife and my children and the world is fast asleep, I plead to you, I beg you for forgiveness of my sins. Change the condition of my life. My heart, which is filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with envy, with jealousy, and my actions, which are of the devil, of the shaitans. Ya Allah, change this condition of my life. At that time, just speak to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for a few minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and see what happens. If you do this regularly, after a few days, then you will say that, how long am I going to just sit on the bed and say these things? Let me just get up and make wuzu and make a few rakats namaz. Then when he will start getting the enjoyment of that, then he will look forward to that time. Then from the morning he will look forward to, when will that time come when I will communicate with my Rabb. Now he will look forward to that time. So read the hadiths and all the rewards on tahajjud. And if we cannot do that, then at least between the sunnats of Isha and the witr of Isha, if a person reads 2 rakat namaz with the niyat of salatul layl, then he'll get that sawab too. But what I'm talking about is that when our eyes open late at night or early in the morning, then don't be neglectful, don't be negligent, don't consider this as a very minute action, as something that it will not really bring any kind of change or any kind of reward. You must consider this to be an atom bomb, that it can change the person's whole life. It can blow away those sins, because the person may make that tawbah with sincerity, because at that time nobody is watching him. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will change the direction of his life. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. At that part of the morning, the person raises his hand and says, oh Allah, mera hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, change this heart of mine which is filled with hirs and passions, greed and passion for haram, passion for haram. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. This heart of mine which is sinking in the ocean of negligence, change this heart. Transplant a healthy spiritual heart into my body. If he goes on doing this over a couple of nights, inshallah, I've got great hope in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that he will not allow that young person's pleas at that part of the morning to go unanswered. Try it out. In many letters I have given this as a prescription for those who said we just cannot give up these sins. And believe me, after a little while, after a few days, when they write back, they said for the first 2-3 days it was still the same. But after that, suddenly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave them the tawfiq and the hidayat that they gave up those sins. Allah ta'ala is so merciful, so kind, so loving, especially when young people, they take the first few steps, Allah ta'ala does not allow them to fall. Many times I've explained that when we were making the child walk, that is what you do. That you hold the hand, you leave the hand. You allow the child to take 1 or 2 steps. But before the child can fall on the ground, the love of the parents is such that it will not allow the child to get hurt on the ground. But they pick up the child and the mother presses the child to her breast and says, "You are my baby, you are my baby. How can I allow you to get hurt?" Ha! That mother in whose heart it is Allah who has put that little love, if she does not allow that child to get any kind of injury and hurt, in taking the first few steps, you think that young person for whom there's everything going, flashy car, plenty of wealth, cell phone, and pretty girls and everything he can get, but at that time he says, "No, my Allah will become displeased. And therefore I'm not going to do that which will displease my beloved Allah." And now that he wants to give up those sins, he is pleading to Allah Ta'ala that part of the morning when everybody is fast asleep, that Ya Allah, change the condition of my heart. You think Allah Ta'ala will allow his pleas to go unanswered? But it must come from the heart. The person must truly believe that he has got the himmat, he's got the courage, he's got the strength, he's got the willpower, but he's not making use of it. Because just now at that same part of the morning, if somebody has to come and tell him that if you leave your bed and you go and make 2 rakat and you go and make your fajr salat, because time is up for fajr, if you leave your bed and go and make fajr salat, then your Kruger hands will be distributed at that masjid for all those who are in the first saf. Then just see how much of action in this masjid we will have. So what is it? Is that himmat is there, that courage is there, but we don't make use of it. We'll make use of it for material things. So now when this person is pleading and begging to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will open the doors. Zarbe kisi ke naam ki dil pe yuhi lagaye ja. Zarbe kisi ke naam ki dil pe yuhi lagaye ja. On your heart, keep taking the name of Allah, Allah, Allah. Someday the door will open. After a few ashar, then he says, Khole wo ya na khole dar, us pe ho kyun teri nazar. Khole wo ya na khole dar, us pe ho kyun teri nazar. Tu to bas apna kaam kar, yani sada lagaye ja. We are just revising our lesson of Islah. Kole wo ya na kole dar. Whether he opens the door, he does not open the door, your job is to keep on tapping at the door. To sada lagaye ja. And when the person will keep on tapping, the door will open. And when Allah Ta'ala opens the door, then nobody can close and shut that door. His ni'mats are unlimited. Baithega chain se agar kaam ke kya rahenge par. Baithega chain se agar kaam ke kya rahenge par. Kona nikal sake magar पिंजरे में फड़फड़ाए जा. If you are that bird that has been trapped in the cage, now don't sit comfortably there and give the impression that you are very happy in this new surrounding of yours. Flap those wings, flap those wings. I've mentioned many times, flap those wings. Show your restlessness before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If that bird is going to flap its wings, then somebody that's passing by will see that bird flapping and in a state of pain and problem and will say that let's open this cage and let the bird fly out. How long is it going to suffer like that? So in the same way, we have been trapped in this cage of nafs. So flap those wings before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Oh my beloved Allah, nafs and shaitan have made me their slave. They have chained me up. I am trapped. So now flap those wings, cry before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, shed those few tears of nadamat. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the most merciful one. Those people passing by, sometimes they may even cause more injury and pain to that bird. People are like animals these days. There's no sympathy and compassion left for human beings. Where are they going to have for animals now? Murders and killings of a kind that we can't even believe. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when He will see the tears flowing from the eyes of this young person, that part of the morning and night, wallah, believe me, I'm not giving you stories here, believe me, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will take us as if in His arms. And we will find that sukoon coming into our hearts. I thought we will proceed from there. In any case, we stop here. Inshallah, if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wills and gives me life and an opportunity, then we will proceed next week. Thursday night, inshallah, will be majlis of zikr. But as I have been repeatedly telling, and now I tell very, very openly and clearly, that if you are coming just to increase your knowledge and learn something, or some academic discussions and all those things, or philosophical speeches, then you will be disappointed. Now these are majlises of Islah, and with Allah Ta'ala's fazal, as my Hazrat sometimes says, with Allah Ta'ala's fazal, it seems that I am becoming a specialist in this field. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make it beneficial for myself also. But looking at the number of people that are now coming out from those sins, otherwise what is the sense? We listen to so much talk, speeches upon speeches. And so many places I have mentioned that one more thing that has to be listed on the stock exchange is speeches unlimited. On the stock exchange, it has to be speeches unlimited. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma rabbana zolamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Ya Rahman Rahimin, Ya Akram al-Akramin, Ya Ghiyas al-Mustaghithin, humare gunahun ko maaf farma. Oh Allah, forgive our major sins, our minor sins, the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. Ay mere pyare Allah, ay mere Rahim Allah, ay mere Kareem Allah. Ab to hawa o hirs wala dil badal de. Change this heart of ours, O my Allah, which is filled with greed and with passions and with evil desires, with envy, with jealousy, with malice and with greed, with pride and with arrogance. O my beloved Allah, hawa o hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de. میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں؟ او اللہ، how long are we going to remain hypocrites on the surface of this earth? How long are we going to lead a life of sin and vices and evils on this earth? Oh my beloved Allah, change this heart of ours. Oh Allah, change this filthy, dirty heart of ours. Purify and clean our hearts. Give us the hearts that you give to the awliya siddiqeen. Oh Allah, bless us with your marifat, with your qurb, with your muhabbat, with your love. With the love and the obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, bless us with long life, with good health, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment. Bless us with the life of taqwa, of zuhud and of piety. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, all the du'as that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made for us, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, oh Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.